Hello and welcome back to Classical Music Spotlight and the Violin Sonatas by Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos, all three of them, in a new recording with violinist Emmanuel Baldini and pianist Pablo Rossi. You just heard the very beginning of the Sonata No. 1, written in 1912 when Villa-Lobos was a young 25-year-old composer just beginning to establish himself. Here's a bit more of that piece. Heitor Villa-Lobos was born in 1887 and has been described as the single most significant creative figure in 20th century Brazilian art music. He was a prolific composer who wrote more than 2,000 works, but he was also a conductor, cellist, guitarist, and he was deeply involved in music education in Brazil as well. With so many interests and such productivity, it's not surprising that he had a huge impact on the musical life of his country. Here's a bit more of his Violin Sonata No. 1. Heitor Villa-Lobos wrote three violin sonatas between the years 1912 and 1920. The young Villa-Lobos, welcomed in 1912 by conducting the Marine Band of Rio de Janeiro at a New Year's party, but during the next few months, he worked on several different major compositions and then traveled to the north of Brazil, spending 6 months in the Amazon rainforest cities of Manaus and Belém. On returning to Rio, Villa-Lobos was still not really a recognized composer. He was still earning a living as a jobbing cellist, playing symphonic repertoire as an orchestral musician, entertaining customers in cafes and restaurants, and accompanying silent movies. However, his skill as a string player and his practical experience guided him as he composed his first violin sonata. That was from Villa-Lobos' first violin sonata. He wrote his second violin sonata only 2 years after the first, but this was a time of great change for him. From his pianist wife, he learned a lot more about writing for the piano, and his composition language in general changed quite a bit, so that by the time he was writing a second violin sonata, he was much more skilled at writing for the individual instruments. Here's the beginning of that second sonata. Thank you. the Violin Sonatas by Heitor Villa-Lobos is part of the Music of Brazil series developed by the Brazilian Ministry of Foreign Affairs and being released on Naxos. The idea of the project is to promote music by Brazilian composers written over the past couple of centuries, including a lot of music that's never ever been recorded. As part of this project, the Brazilian Academy of Music we'll also be preparing proper printed editions of the music so that musicians all over the world will be able to play the music. Here is the beginning of the final movement of Villa-Lobos' Second Violin Sonata. That was from Heitor Villa-Lobos' Second Violin Sonata. Emmanuel Baldini, the violinist on this album, was born in Italy but has lived in Latin America, in Brazil in fact, since 2005, where he's concertmaster of the Orquestra Sinfonica do Estado de São Paulo. He now works as a violinist, chamber musician, and conductor throughout Latin America. His musical partner on this album is Brazilian pianist Pablo Rossi, who studied in New York and is now being invited to play concerts all over the world. Here they are with the first movement of Villa-Lobos' Violin Sonata No. 3. Thank you. You have been listening to music from the three violin sonatas by Heitor Villa-Lobos with violinist Emmanuel Baldini and pianist Pablo Rossi. On their new album, on Naxos, Music of Brazil series catalog number 8.574310. When Villa-Lobos wrote his first violin sonata in 1912, he was a struggling young composer, but by 1920, when he composed his third violin sonata, his career was taking off, and not just in Brazil, but throughout Latin America, eventually in Europe, and it didn't stop there. In 1944, Time magazine described him as Latin America's most famous composer, which by that time he most certainly was. Here's how the Violin Sonata No. 3 ends. Thanks for joining me. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now. Thank you.